This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Steph Whiteside. As COVID-19 continues to spread throughout the U.S., the FDA has issued an emergency use authorization for convalescent plasma. Southern Illinois Healthcare has been treating patients with plasma already as part of an expanded access program run by the Mayo Clinic. Dr. Sunal Shah is a hospitalist who has been caring for people with COVID. She spoke with WSIU about what doctors are learning about using plasma to treat this disease.
We've had a total of 15 patients at the SIH facilities that have been treated with convalescent plasma, and me specifically, I've had 2 patients.
While the White House and some FDA officials called convalescent plasma a breakthrough treatment, other experts, including Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health, say there's not enough evidence to put the therapy into widespread use. In Southern Illinois, Shaw says they've seen mixed results.
Patients who have required significant more amounts of oxygen on the ventilator itself, like the 2 that I treated, did not do well with the convalescent plasma. And I think it's because they were towards the end of their disease progress. Patients who we've been able to start early on, not requiring as much oxygen on 4 to 6 liters, or before we place them on non-invasive treatments like BiPAP, have done better.
Although convalescent plasma is still being studied as a treatment for COVID-19, Shaw says it isn't an entirely new therapy.
Well, plasma, it's been around forever. We've used it to treat the Spanish flu, the first SARS epidemic. We've used it before. What it is, it's antibodies. Like I said, it's our body's immune system responding and helping us to fight infection. And it's a byproduct, a blood byproduct. And it's just like giving a blood transfusion to someone. It's the yellow part of the blood.
She stresses that treatment is carefully monitored.
We give 1 unit per day, and we have to be careful of how we give it because sometimes you can have reactions to it, just like we do with regular blood transfusions. With patients who come with anemia, you have to be careful with how fast you give it.
That's especially true with COVID, Shaw says, because they've found giving patients too many IV fluids can cause problems.
But we've noticed that we don't want to continue fluids or give them too much fluids throughout their hospitalization stay, because with COVID, we notice that patients have a tendency to become fluid overloaded, have some aspect of heart failure. And so we want to avoid that, especially when that compromises their oxygen status.
That's one of the many tricky things about treating COVID-19, which Shaw says is unique because it manifests in so many different ways.
Right, because some people will come in with no respiratory symptoms and they have a decreased kidney function, unable to eat, very fatigued. And that we've seen, I just saw this week, and they're diagnosed with COVID. You just have to be careful, especially with patients with fever. We want to test them and make sure that they're tested for COVID so that we're not missing anything else, especially if we can't find any other cause for their fever.
That means treatments vary and go beyond providing oxygen in treating the lungs.
We treat patients with blood thinners during their stay because what we've learned with COVID is that you have an increased chance of getting blood clots, and not just in your lungs. We've seen people who have them in their feet from head to toe, so we put them on a prophylactic blood thinner dosing during their stay, as long as they don't have any contraindications like a prior history of a brain hemorrhage or brain bleeding, and we put them on these medications to help them prevent things like that. I've seen patients that have irregular heart rhythms.
The Mayo Clinic program that SIH has been participating in ended on August 28th, but Shaw says the hospital will continue to use convalescent plasma.
But we will still be using convalescent plasma as treatment, along with all of our other treatments, the Melinda I mentioned with antibiotics, steroids, and we also are using remdesivir, one of the newer treatments, and we have a lot of data supporting remdesivir treatment.
While questions remain about how effective convalescent plasma is when it comes to treating COVID-19, Shaw is still optimistic about the FDA's decision to issue an emergency authorization.
We'll be able to get more people to donate plasma, have the availability of the plasma for patients, so that we can have a better understanding of when and how we can treat the patients. Plasma itself contains antibodies of which our bodies, our immune system responds to fight the infection. And with more patients being able to donate these antibodies, the more we'll be able to give to patients who need them.
That's especially important as cases continue to rise. Shaw says SAH has seen patients of all ages from their 20s to their 90s. Anyone, she says, can find themselves seriously ill as a result of the coronavirus.
And that's the thing with this virus. It affects any age, any gender, anyone with no medical problems, with severe medical problems. And we notice that those with severe medical problems can go into severe respiratory distress, but even those with no medical problems can go into severe respiratory distress.
For WSIU In Focus, I'm Steph Whiteside.